Kentucky is one of 19 states where corporal punishment is legal in public schools. That means it's legal for educators in public schools to inflict pain as a form of discipline, usually through spanking. But the practice may not be allowed much longer. State lawmakers are considering banning the practice. WFPL's Jess Clark has more.
In 19 Kentucky school districts, when a student misbehaves, teachers or principals can still use a paddle to spank students on the behind. Last year, educators used paddling to discipline students at least 284 times, mostly in eastern and south central Kentucky. The state keeps track of how often schools use corporal punishment and on who. Glasgow Republican Representative Steve Riley thinks it's time for schools to stop using corporal punishment altogether. Riley was a school administrator for nearly 20 years, and he says he never used the paddle.
The reason for discipline is to change behavior for the good, and you know, I noticed over the years it kept being the same child being spanked time and time again, and all the times it was obvious it wasn't changing behavior. And in many cases, those students that were being spanked were kids with special needs.
National research shows students with disabilities and Black students are more likely to receive corporal punishment than their peers. And many studies show corporal punishment doesn't work. In fact, it can have negative impacts on mental health and actually increase aggressive child behavior. And in some cases, educators have injured students. Carla Hay is a forensic nurse who treats victims of child abuse at the University of Kentucky. She says her team once cared for a 7-year-old who was left with significant bruising after a paddling from the school principal.
Bruising, that is very painful. Kids report being unable to sleep, being unable to sit down, you know, being in pain.
Some injuries are less obvious. Hay says getting a paddling can be traumatic, especially for students with a history of trauma.
So there are physical and psychological implications.
Kentucky schools use corporal punishment far less than schools in other states where it remains legal. In Mississippi, for example, schools used corporal punishment more than 20,000 times in a single recent school year. Here in the Bluegrass State, the practice is on the decline. 10 years ago, dozens of districts reported using corporal punishment on more than 1,000 students. But last year, just 13 Kentucky districts reported using a paddle to discipline students.
We just know a lot more.
Terry Brooks is the executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates. He says most districts have done away with the practice as teachers and administrators learn about the negative impacts. Brooks says in some places where corporal punishment persists, it's not because local leaders wouldn't want to do away with it. In fact, school boards can save money on their liability insurance if they ban the practice.
We've heard more than once that a superintendent and/or the school board would like to ban it, but they face community pressure not to. For a lot of folks, that paddle represents orderly and safe environments. You know, it's like, we want you to be tough on kids. You got to take a strong stand.
WFPL reached out to all 13 Kentucky school districts that reported using corporal punishment last year, but we didn't hear back from them in time for this report. The proposed ban has passed the House and has been sent to a Senate committee for further consideration. I'm Jess Clark in Louisville.